Valentine's Day. How could anyone forget Valentine's Day? A trip to the supermarket means having to pass the carefully orchestrated display at the front of the store, piled high with flowers, balloons, baked goods, and chocolates. The morning newspaper is loaded with adverts for romantic dinners. Some companies even deliver pajamas in a hat box on Valentine's Day. All this may sound wonderfully romantic, but bolder writer Barbara Wilder says all the hype sets couples up to fail.
When you're married or you have a relationship, it's like you have to do it. If he's not doing something wonderful for you, then you feel like, oh, you're not loved enough because everybody on the television is, you know, doing it the right way. And if you don't give him the right thing, or I don't know.
For the latter years of my marriage, I would go and buy myself some flowers on Valentine's Day.
Alice Barry, a shadow work coach in Longmont, is divorced now. But during her marriage, she says buying flowers helped her get through Valentine's Day.
It was one of those coping strategies, because my husband, even if it had occurred to him to buy flowers for me, which it usually didn't, his idea of buying flowers was to buy something like white chrysanthemums. And what I wanted was something colorful and really fragrant. That, you know, that's what I love, is, you know, daffodils and roses and carnations. And
now Alice is single. She says she doesn't need flowers.
The best gift for me on a Valentine's Day would be a really good conversation with someone I'm close to. It's that kind of connection, you know, means just so much more to me than any kind of gift or flowers or candy or anything, that there's just no comparison.
Life coach and shaman Melanie Mulhall says that although the day can be hard for people who are recently divorced or separated, they should still give themselves a Valentine.
Sometimes you play with, well, what would it be like to do this alone? What would it be like to have champagne on Valentine's Day with myself and, you know, have a nice warm bath and do all of the things I like to do and practice the fine art of loving myself?
That's advice that Longmont resident Dawn Macy supports.
There is so much hype. And probably the very first year that I was divorced, every holiday was a little weird. I had to try to figure out what is my new life going to look like? I make a joke that I'm my own best friend.
Barbara's ideal Valentine's gift is a scene straight out of the movies.
I want something to passionately rip my heart open. You know, maybe it's just I've never met the right man, you know, who comes along and says, we're going to celebrate our love with great passion, and, you know, I'm going to take you to the beach and make passionate love to you under the stars. That's what I'd like to have.
With nighttime lows predicted in the 20s for Valentine's Day, Boulder may not be the best place for Barbara's wishes to come true. But there's no harm in dreaming. For KGNU, I'm Mandy Walker.